Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are, and it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
This is it, Problematics, episode 100. You got me here, so now it's time to celebrate you and answer some of your questions about how we got here, where we're going, and if being problematic just may help save America. This is Rob Smith is Problematic. Well, 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 Problematics, here we are. We are in episode, this is episode 100 of Rob Smith is Problematic. That means we have done 100 episodes, which is a huge milestone. And I'm actually live streaming on my Facebook page right now, Facebook at Rob Smith Online, if you guys do not follow me there. But I'm going to answer some questions from you guys. That's what I wanted to do with this episode. Look, there's political stuff that we could be talking about, and you know, and it's interesting. But look, I wanted to use this 100th episode to really celebrate the problematics, talk about this community that we're building, and talk about, you know, the origins of this show. So the origins of Rob Smith is Problematic. I have had the idea for this podcast for a couple of years. So we launched in August of 2020. And it's so funny because in the summer of 2020 is exactly when all of the BLM riots and all of that stuff happened. And so that was when I saw my sort of following kind of explode, because there was so much going on that summer. And it was such an interesting time to launch a new podcast, to really get into something new. So I'd had the idea for Rob Smith is Problematic for some time. And I did not know the podcasting world is a little bit difficult. So I didn't really know much about podcasting. I didn't really know much about the space. And I didn't really know if I wanted to go completely independent with this. An independent podcast is really hard. So what happened was I linked up with Gingrich 360, with Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, and with the woman who runs his whole thing. And I pitched this idea for Rob Smith is Problematic. And I said, look, I'm obviously conservative leaning. I'm obviously, you know, voting Republican this year. I voted the first time Republican ever in my life for Donald Trump in 2020. And I know that this is a bit of a long shot, but in the pitch video, and this is what I said, I think that there are a lot of people out there that do think like me. I'm a very non-traditional Republican. I'm a black gay dude that used to be a liberal for well over a decade. And I told them, when I pitched them and when I sent the video and when I talked to the iHeart people and the Gingrich 360 people, I said that there is a real big opportunity here to speak to some people that aren't being spoken to. And I think that I can reach an audience that isn't just your typical, conservative audience, right? Because we all know who the superstars are in the conservative world. And we all know that their ideas on things are very rigid and that they're not going to change and that they look at life a different way than I do. Right. So I thought that there was an opportunity to kind of speak to and reach people that were not necessarily being reached by that crowd. And so this is what I said. I said, I'm going to do this. I said, I'm going to say exactly what I think, exactly what I'm going to feel. And I think that we will find an audience because I think that a lot of people feel the way I feel. A lot of people feel, and this is what I call it. I call it problematic. People, when you do not fit into these very rigid sort of politically binary boxes of what everybody is told to be right now, it becomes problematic. Now, the definition of problematic is presenting a problem or difficulty. And when I pitch this, and what I always say is that I personally present a problem or a difficulty to the left because I'm this Black gay guy that completely rejects their idea of identity politics and completely rejects the idea that just because I am Black and just because I am gay means that I'm supposed to be a liberal and I'm supposed to be a leftist. And what we have seen more and more, particularly the deeper we get into this Biden administration, is I have seen so many more non-traditional conservatives really speak up and start standing up and speaking out like this. And it's really inspiring to see people that were inspired by me that are non-traditional conservatives start their own podcasts and create their own movements and sort of start standing up for what they believe in. And so I thought that there was a really big audience out there for that. And it turns out that I was right. Now, look, I can't pat myself on the back because this isn't just me. This is you guys. But, you know, we got about 100,000 downloads a month, right? So either 100,000 listens or downloads a month to the podcast. We just got renewed. Obviously, we're in the middle of our second season right now. We just got renewed. And here's the thing. That's what a lot of people don't get about podcasts. My deal was only for a year. If you guys didn't respond or if I was wrong about this or if the conservative audience or even an independent or libertarian-leaning audience was not here for all of this, it would have failed and I would have just gotten canceled, right? So we are here. And look, this is how I explained how I explain what it means to be problematic, is that we are neither left nor right, Democrat nor Republican. We're not partisan hacks. We seem to be the only sane people in a world that gets less and less sane every day. We can respect and admire the police while knowing exactly why many African Americans have serious issues with the criminal justice system. We can love America while still acknowledging our complicated history. We can have empathy for the poor and working class while realizing that excessive government spending isn't lifting anyone out of poverty. We know that men are not women and that women are not men, but that we can respect the choices of all without being bullied into submission and having our language changed and controlled. We know that Kamala Harris is an objectively awful vice president, and the fact that she's a Black woman is irrelevant to her absolute failures at the job. We can honestly say that Joe Biden was likely duly elected president of the United States while calling out very real issues with the electoral procedures of our country right now. And so what being problematic is questioning every single thing that is going on right now. Whether you are right or whether you're left, I call out the right constantly. And I question exactly the kind of values that are coming to us from the right about as much as I call out the left. It just so happens that the left is just so insane right now. As somebody that is coming from this from a common sense standpoint, there is so much more to call out on the left right now. And what I love the most about the problematic community, about my problematics, is that when I get to see you guys, I call it out there in the wild. I call them problematics in the wild. So last week, I was at a couple of events at Mar-a-Lago. I was at an event raising money for Turning Point USA, which is an organization that I'm a contributor with. And I also was at a campaign event for my friend Ana Paulina Luna, who is running for Congress as the as a Republican in Florida District 13. So I was at Mar-a-Lago basically, you know, twice in 5 days, which is actually kind of mind-blowing. I'm still kind of like coming down from all the travel of the past couple of days. But I'll walk up and I'll kind of just be here. I'll be sipping on my red wine or maybe sipping on some club soda or something like that. And people will come up to me. Now, I'm realizing that when you have the platform on Fox News, that a lot of people are going to know you from that. And so the Fox News thing, I get. I get when people come up and see me on Fox News. That I'm used to. But I'm still, you know, still getting used to when people come up and they say, I'm a problematic. And, you know, oh, Rob Smith is problematic. Like, I listen to the podcast. That to me is crazy because when I do the podcast and when I do problematic, it's literally like I'm just speaking to my friends. You know, it really does seem like I'm just speaking to my friends. And one of the best sort of pieces of advice that I got when I was making my way into the media world and when I started doing TV and all of this stuff is somebody that was a manager at the time or somebody that was overseeing some content that I was producing for a company basically said this. He said, when you are on camera, or when you are on the radio, when you're wherever, you're not hosting, you're not the anchor, you're not projecting, you're not doing any of these things. You are speaking to your best friend. And that is how I go about, you know, this whole thing. This whole thing is I go about this with my problematics and with Rob Smith is problematic, like I am speaking to my best friend because you guys are my friends. As the queen of radio, Wendy Williams, says, you guys are my friends in my head. I talk to you via this podcast, just like I talk to you in person, just like I talk to you guys in my commentary. It's really just real talk. And it's common sense. And there is a dearth of both going on in America right now. And to wrap up this segment, I just got to say, Problematic Set, I thank you for supporting me up and through 100 episodes and who knows how many hundreds more. And continuing to follow me on Facebook and to retweet the stuff and to listen to this podcast and to come up to me when I'm in the airports or when I'm, you know, scooting around my city in Florida that I live in, or if I'm at these events and say, I'm a problematic too. I love being problematic and, you know, just keep on being problematic. So coming up next after the break, I am going to answer some of your questions. So I'll see you on the other side.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All All right, Problematics, this is Rob. I am back. We are celebrating episode 100 of Rob Smith is Problematic, and this is just all about the Problematic family today. We will get back to Joe Biden destroying America, Kamala Harris failing, infighting with the left, and the crime wave that is massively affecting this country all over. We'll get back to that stuff next episode. But now, we're going to do a little Q&A. All right, so Sarah Coulter on the Facebook fam, Sarah asked me, will you tell us what you have coming next year? Any thoughts about what you have coming next year? Okay, Problematic. So I will tell you this, and this is something that I will tell you guys. I will not reveal the title, but I do have three major projects coming up next year that I'm very excited about. The first of which you will find out within the next couple of months. I'm launching an organization that, you know, if you guys know anything about me, or if you've read any of my stuff, or if you know what kind of drives me and what I'm passionate about, I'm very, very much passionate about getting a message of conservatism and a message of just different types of ideas out to the Black community, out to the African American community. And this is for multiple different reasons. First of all, I know what it is like to be Black and have leftism and Democrat stuff just thrown at you from every conceivable angle. And I don't think that people really realize that when you are Black and in this country, you have leftism and Democrat policies thrown at you via your entertainment, via your entertainers, via all of, you know, your cultural icons in the Black community. You have it via music, you have it via the websites we go to, you have it via the news people that we watch, you know. So all of that stuff just exists to throw leftism out at African Americans. And so I'm building an organization that is going to launch in early 2022 that is going to be all about how to get the message of conservatism to an African American community via media, which is what I know. So I know media, I know building websites, I know content, I know all of that different stuff. And I'm very excited about this because what we're going to be able to do is we're going to be able to grab a lot of different Black conservative voices, because it's not just my voice. It's not just Black conservatism is not just me. It's not just Candace Owens. It's not just Gianna Caldwell on Fox News. It's not just Lawrence Jones on Fox News. It is so many different voices. And the idea that I have, which is a great one that I'm going to launch here in a couple of months, is going to combine all of those voices and put them in a place where people can go to and to get the broad spectrum of Black conservatism and Black conservative voices. I am super excited about that. Second of all, I am going to be launching my next book in fall of next year. The title is Delicious. I'm working on it right now. I will not tell you the title because I've kept the title very close to my chest because it is so good. And once I announce the pub date, it'll be next fall. But once I go out for pre-order and once I kind of share the book cover with you guys and share the title, I want it to be like a seismic shock because the book title is so good. I'm very, very excited about that. And I'm just excited about getting my message out there just via a book and via the ability to be able to explore these ideas even more in depth. Because sometimes when you're doing the Fox News hits and when you're doing the podcasts and when you're doing all of that stuff, there really is nothing like writing a book, just sitting down and articulating your thoughts and getting them out there via words. There's really nothing like it. And I'm very, very, very excited about getting this book out there, letting you guys know what the title is, getting on the promotional trail about it, especially leading up into the midterms. I think it's going to be a huge hit, and I really can't wait to get that out to you guys. The third big project that I have for next year is that I'm going to be launching a pack. And again, I will tell you the name of the pack when it comes out, but this pack that I'm launching is going to be all about promoting candidates and promoting causes all across the country that are about freedom. Because if we have seen anything that is going on right now over the past almost 2 years when it comes to COVID and the tyranny and all of that stuff, that a lot of the conversations that we are having right now are not about left versus right. They're not about conservative versus liberal. This stuff is about freedom versus tyranny. So I've got a PAC coming, a PAC Political Action Committee. I've got a PAC coming, and I'm very excited about getting a chance to interact more in the political world on a deeper level than just being a commentator. I want to actually be able to support candidates. I want to have fundraisers for candidates. I want to be able to support candidates that I believe in, that are promoting and advocating for causes I believe in. Now, this is going to be anywhere from Congress to city council to state house. There's going to be people that I see out there, particularly in Florida, but this is going to be a nationwide PAC, but particularly in Florida, that I want to put some of that, you know, as the kids say, that clout behind. So I am very, very much interested in that. Okay, the Facebook fam Barry Anderson has a question. He says, Rob, do you think the two-party system has intimately failed the country? And do you think more parties need to start running for all offices, local, state, and federal, to help balance the system? That's a great question. And that is a threefold question. So let me get into that. I absolutely really do think that the two-party system has failed the country. And I'm going to tell you guys something. And I'm coming into this with a lot of insight into how this stuff works. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene gets a lot of crap from a lot of people. And honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene really does say a lot of stupid stuff sometimes. Like, we're just going to keep it all the way real. But when she's right, she's right. And Marjorie Taylor Greene talks about, she has this concept of a uniparty. And what the uniparty means is that it doesn't matter if these people are Republicans or Democrats. These people are all playing the same game. And they're screwing over people like you and people like me. And when you see MTG talk, she really harps in on this a lot. And the deeper you get into to politics, you will see lots of people that are not really fighting for anything but their own money, first of all. So these people are not fighting for anything but their own money. These people are rolling over for the left, right? These people are rolling over for the left. They're pretending to fight. They're pretending to do this. Case in point, and this is just what I'm going to call it out. And I think I've made this comparison before. Matt Gaetz, who is on the right, and AOC, who is on the left, they both voted for one of those insane, massively bloated stimulus plans that came out in Congress. They both literally said the exact same thing on Twitter. I really don't want to vote for this, but, you know, I have to do what I have to do to get relief into the pocketbooks and the bank accounts of hardworking Americans. And this, as you know, is BS. It's total garbage. The vast majority of Americans, most of us saw $1,200 from that stimulus package. That was nothing. That multi-trillion dollar stimulus package that was passed at the height of COVID was filled with billions of dollars of pork that benefited both the Republicans and the liberals that are playing around in the swamp that vote exactly how their leadership tells them to vote. Now, that is the absolute 100% idea of the uniparty that that MTG is putting out. So yes, I do think that the two-party system has failed us. And yes, we do need more people that are outside of that system. Okay, whether you're Republican or Democrat, we need more people that are outside of that system running for office, because the swamp is gonna swamp, guys. I am telling you, those people are gonna do what they're gonna do. And the two-party system that is going on right now in this country, what we're seeing right now in terms of just the massive political realignment that has happened over the past couple of years, what we're seeing is this system really sort of falling apart and people starting to reject it. All right, next up after the bait problematics, I've got more of a Q&A with you on our Rob Smith is Problematic 100th episode Problematics Talkback. I'll see you after the break.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best-kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.
All right, Problematics, we are back finishing up our 100th episode. Spectacular. I'm answering a couple of more questions from the Problematic family on Facebook right now. If you do not follow me on Facebook, please do. At Rob Smith Online. I do videos, share stories, do live streams, all of that other stuff. So let's make it happen. So Natalia Perez on Facebook asks me, can I name some of my favorite books? I absolutely can. I feel like one of the most important books I've ever read. It's something that I've read in the past year, and it's not even a long book. It is a book by Thomas Sowell. It's called Charter Schools and Their Enemies. And this book, I mean, the book is only 200 pages. This is not a long book at all. And this book blew my mind because, you know, Problematics, when I'm doing Fox Hits and when we're doing this stuff, we talk a lot about the public educational system. I'm a public school kid myself. I have been in public schools. I was publicly educated up until I went to the university system. I went to a private undergrad. I went to private for my graduate degree as well. But we talk a lot about the public school education system. And I say all the time, like, if you can afford to, if you have the choice at all, get your kids out of public schools. And the book Charter Schools and Their Enemies by Thomas Sowell, it illuminated so many of those problems to me that I could not even articulate. First of all, it illuminated how deeply embedded the teachers' unions are into the Democratic Party. These teachers' unions are not about protecting children. They are about protecting bad teachers. And this school, this book, Charter Schools and Their Enemies, has so many different anecdotes. And he talks a lot about New York City, right? Because New York City is so big and so vast and so massive that all of these problems that are happening in the New York City educational system, you know, these can be sort of extrapolated to a lot of these different public school systems across the country. And so he talks about public school teachers that were involved in literal physical altercations with their students, and they put them in what is called a rubber room where they just clock in and clock out and they go do nothing all day and they are still salaried. Taxpayers are still paying the money when they get into physical altercations with students. They talk about how much better charter schools perform than public schools. And what a lot of Democrats, what a lot of the left loves to say about why these public school systems are failing, they always try to make it pretend as if these public school systems do not have enough money. That is absolutely false. And what Charter Schools and Their Enemies breaks down is how these schools are funded to the tune of billions of dollars and still fail because of corruption, because of mismanagement. And because of, you know, a lot of that money, you know, getting funneled into the teachers' unions. And case in point, the teachers' unions take their dues and then they become a very, very powerful block to get Democrats to do their bidding. And what you're seeing right now, when you look at what happened in Virginia with Virginia going Republican, right? just last month, you will see a lot of parents are starting to open their eyes to exactly what is going on in these public schools. So this conversation that we're having as a country when it comes to critical race theory, when it comes to charter schools, when it comes to all of these different things, what it really all boils down to is just poor management of these public schools. And that's why I think that Charter Schools and Their Enemies by Thomas Sowell, I'm telling you guys, this is a brilliant, brilliant, very well-researched book. It is not very long. It is completely incredible. So that I have to say that that is the best and sort of most important books that I have read this year. Oh, this is a good question. Okay, so this is, and this is good. This is a little challenging. So Rhonda says, why are you being so mean about Democrat? Rob Smith, you know, a Democratic president did stuff for you and your gay friends. Okay, so this is, when I get this, and I get this a lot, I get, well, Rob, you know, how can you be a conservative? How can you be a Republican? You know, that, you know, Democrats were the ones that led the charge for Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, and Democrats were the ones that led the charge for gay marriage and all that other stuff. And I absolutely agree with that. That's absolutely right. It is an objective fact that Democrats were more in line with things that were going to help me as a gay person. At least, you know, we're going on 7, 10, 15, 20 years ago, right? So Don't Ask, Don't Tell was repealed 10 years ago, right? So that was 2011 was the official repeal. So Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal happened 10 years ago. So that was the law that made it illegal for gays and lesbians to serve openly in the military. So that was 10 years ago. Marriage equality, gay marriage, became the law of the land in 2015. So that is 6 years ago. So my question to people who challenge me in that way is, because Democrats did some good things for me that time period, am I supposed to continue to vote for Democrats for the rest of my life when their policies and their worldview and their the way that they look at the country and the way that they see everything is completely opposite of the way in which I view the world? You know, thanks a lot for advocating for gay rights. By the way, there were Republicans that advocated for gay rights this entire time, maybe not as many, but if there were no Republicans advocating for gay rights, then none of this stuff would have passed in the first place. Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal wouldn't have passed. Marriage equality wouldn't have passed. So my question to these people is, am I just supposed to continue to vote for Democrats in perpetuity because of something great that they did for me 5, 7, 8, 10, 12, 15 years ago? And that's the question that I ask just as a gay man. And the question that we have to ask a lot of communities nowadays in 2022 is, and I say this all the time when it comes to African-American voters, when it comes to Latino voters, what have these Democrats done for you lately? I know that they know how to say the right things. I know that they know how to appeal to your emotions. I know that they know how to do that. But honestly, what have Democrats done for African-Americans lately besides decimate these communities that are majority Black that have been run top to bottom by Democrats for decades, like Philly, like Detroit? Look at what's going on in New York City right now. Look at what's going on. Every major city across the country is basically one-party rule. And a lot of these cities are primarily African-American populated, and they continue to fail. And so my answer to this question is always this, Democrats. What have you done for me lately? And on that note, Problematics, I want to thank you so much for 100 episodes. This is absolutely incredible. I hope that this episode gave you a little bit more of an insight into the problematic worldview. If you're one of my new problematics, I hope you got something out of this. And look, I hope that you come back every Tuesday and Friday. Download and subscribe to Rob Smith is Problematic, my problematics. I appreciate you and I thank you so much. And I'll see you next episode. Before we go, I want to thank my fellow problematics so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review and rate us with 5 stars on Apple Podcasts. You can also find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Rob Smith Online. Special thanks to our producer, Robert Borowski, and executive producers, Debbie Myers and speaker Newt Gingrich, part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
Part of the Gingrich 360 Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.